We decided early in the week that what were going to be the keys to having a chance to win this game, and I thought that we executed in most every aspect of it. Wanted to run the football, and our offensive line did a heck of a job on blocking at the point of attack. We got a both tailbacks are running as physical and tough as we've had around here in a long time, and that doesn't go unnoticed. They feed. Our sidelines feeds off of that, and Ish and Larry, they continue to get better. They embrace their role on who they are and what they are, and it's really fun to be a part of, to see them continue to work, and the way that our offensive line has really worked well together. And I thought Drew, for the most part tonight, played a really good football game, and made a lot of throws. We had some drops there that obviously hurt us. Affected how a couple of drives went, but overall minus one throw, pretty solid night. And then defensively, having the ability to get four turnovers, that was huge for us. And I thought that we played fast, and the defensive staff, again, just like the offensive staff, did a great job on building the structure of the week. And then we were really good teachers this week on getting it implemented, and then our kids did a great job on investing in what it took throughout the process to be able to get in position to play and play fast and play together. And they went out and executed tonight in a lot of different ways. So we'll put this one behind us pretty quick and use the good and the bad out of it and learn from it and get excited and get ready to go play a game in Nashville on Saturday night that will be so hugely important for us. And we've got some things going in the right direction that's going to keep on pushing. And so really happy for our team, and tomorrow we'll get through the video and we'll get on Vandy and take it one day at a time and have the opportunity to keep working. And these guys are doing a heck of a job, and they're having fun playing, and I appreciate that.
Terry, I know you probably had a moment with every senior coming out tonight, but I think Ish was the last one. Do you have any special words for him?
I said, we need you to run for about 216 yards tonight and average about 9 yards a carry, and he did it. So now this, all those guys, we'll have a time for that. And I told them to go have fun. They're going to remember it forever. And, it's exciting for most of those guys are playing their best football. And that's what you want your seniors to be able to do, and they're all contributing not only to the foundational approach of building this program, but also the way that they're playing. And so we went in alphabetical order, so that's the reason he was towards the end.
You've talked a few times about him being a guy that's flown under the radar, but just from a perspective of seeing his career, how rewarding is it?
I'm really, really excited for he and his family. And also, Ish comes out, and I was, Cornell said something to me on Thursday. He said Ish was really quiet on Wednesday, which he was, but he had a heck of a practice. But he's got a little more bounce in his step. He was assignment sound and all there wasn't, but you also, there's a little red flag there to make sure everything's okay. And he is. He said, Coach, I'm just really focused on finishing this the right way. And he is a heck of a competitor, and talk about being a great teammate. If you could paint the picture, and it would be him. He's done a great job.
Barry, when Crockett went down like a month or so ago, were you at all worried, or the offensive staff worried, that you could have this kind of identity on offense, or would you have total faith in these guys?
Well, we knew that both Ish and Trey had the ability to do it, but also, for the guys up front, to start playing better and playing together and finding a way to get it done. And we've done some things with the tight end also that has helped us in the run game on using some different, areas to find ways to creatively run the ball. And we've got to keep on doing that because for our offense to run efficiently, we've got to be able to run the football. Now this opens everything else up.
Coach, we'll flip that to the other side of the ball. I know a lot's been made about A.J. Logan returning, but just from a defensive standpoint, how much has this been understanding what you want implemented and how much it has been just going out there and having fun playing defense with the point totals you've allowed in the last 4 weeks.
The defensive staff has done a heck of a job working together and building the defense, you know, each week. And there's a lot of base things that we do. But, you know, Ryan has done a heck of a job on running that room with Brick and Brian and Adam Hicks and, you know, all those guys that I mentioned last week. They just continue to find ways to get guys in position. And again, coaching is teaching, and they've done a nice job each week on, you know, finding, you always want to, what are your strengths? Maybe how can you go attack it? And they've done a good job on playing first and second down, but getting into to third down and a manageable amount for us defensively where we can do some things on our rush game, which helped maybe more than anything.
Hey, Coach, after the Auburn loss, you said, I want to get one thing straight. I'm going to win here, and that's going to happen. You guys have now won a few games in a row. One game away from bowl eligibility with two to play. Can you put into words your pride of the team for getting there and what must happen for you to get that sixth and possibly seventh win?
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction, like I said, however many weeks ago that was, making progress in a lot of areas. And, you know, I could see it in practice. I could see it in the meeting rooms. I could see it how we're going to class and how we're acting, what we're doing. I knew we were close, and close didn't cut it. So I'm excited for what they've done, but we need to have a heck of a Sunday. We need to put this one behind us real quick and get on to Vandy.
Barry, what does it say about Emmanuel Hall's state of play that he's got five catches, more than 100 yards, two touchdowns, and you're probably, some of those drops you mentioned are probably thinking about him. I mean, he's, what have you made of his performance this season and the past few weeks?
He's upped his game, and he's a great playmaker, but we've got to have more consistent play out of him. You know, if he would have connected on a couple of those catches, then that helps those drives. You know, a drop pass is a killer. So he's a tremendous playmaker. He's done a great job on practicing the right way, and he's going to make a lot of plays here down the stretch.
Barry, you guys have won the turnover margin tonight by, I think, three, and Florida was the first time, last week was the first time you did it all season, and I know that was so key for you guys early on. I mean, is there something that's clicking now in regard to that maybe wasn't earlier in the season?
Was last week the first time we'd done it all year? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, said all along, our margin of error is not very much. So still, that hasn't changed. We need to win a turnover margin. You know, we need to be able to efficiently connect on third downs when we get in that situation. And then we need to play good third down defense. So, you know, it hasn't really changed on how we've stressed it in practice and what we talk about with that. But our guys are playing a little with a little more urgency and playing a little faster, it seems to me.
On a Larry's 64-yard run, I mean, your third and seven, is the idea get to halftime tied, or did you think, you know, and how big was that play?
It was huge in the game. We thought by formation we might get a chance. We weren't thinking that distance. He made a heck of a run. We were thinking maybe we could get the first down, and then if we did that, then we were going to get into the mode of taking some shots. But a heck of a run, a great job blocking, and then a great individual effort. Glad we were able to punch the ball in there. That was huge for us going into halftime.
Barry, Trey Williams was a guy that wasn't seeing a lot of reps earlier in the season, and he had two sacks tonight. It's been a regular part of the rotation. What have you seen out of him? What change have you seen out of him throughout the season?
You guys talk to Trey more than I do. I mean, you're always bringing him up. He's a redshirt freshman, and he has continued to develop, and he understands his role. He's got a great chance because he's got a skill set. But now he's taken the skill set. He's taken the coaching. He understands what he's got to do to have a chance to play on Saturdays and on game days. So he can be a lot better.
Coach, you guys were ahead, or you were tied 17-17, and then you finished the game on a 33-0 run and won by 33. How happy were you with that defensive performance just down the stretch and then pulling away there when the game looked like it was might be a shootout a little bit?
It was good. I mean, they gave up, you know, defensively gave up one touchdown. The other one was on interception return. So we're continuing to play fast. We're playing well together. We're assignment sound, and we're communicating on the back end. And we've taken a lot of positive steps there, and we've still got room to go. We'll get there.
Got time for a few more.
Coach, is Tristan Concio all good and any other injuries?
Yeah, he could have went back in. Tristan could have, talk about a tough kid, man. He was he was ready to go back in the next snap. We evaluated it, held him if we needed to get him in. We were going to, but felt like we were in control there. And Jonah did a nice job stepping in and playing really well.
Coach, I believe it's 16 sacks through the past four games. What's been the biggest difference pressure-wise for you guys in this win streak?
I think some of our personnel groupings we're using on third downs have helped us. And I think also defensive staff-wise, they've done a good job on being able to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback. And just because you don't get the sacks, if you can get hits on the quarterback, that helps. You know, pressure obviously helps throw in motion, helps all the things on the back end coverage wise, but then it's you know, it goes hand in hand on the back end. You better be able to hold up coverage wise or do enough either zone pressure or man pressure out of it that you can match up. So our guys are understanding how to play together. They understand where their leverage points are. They understand where they help in coverage, and you know, it's taking some time, but we're slowly getting there.
Coach, four in a row now. Can you speak on what the atmosphere is like now around the team? Is it more enjoyable coming into work on a daily basis?
Well, it's more enjoyable for me. No, I mean, the guys are working hard, but they worked hard at the beginning of the year. You know, it's any competitor would say that, you know, if you're winning, I mean, it's a lot more fun than the alternative. So we still got a lot out there, man. We got to put this one behind us and get to work on the next one.